This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe Senior, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. I'm watching over my shoulder and watching what's going on in New York City. De Blasio, you deserve this. Well, actually, New Yorkers, you deserve it too. De Blasio, you look at what the cops doing. You want to talk about a real police state? By the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm watching them slam people to the ground for not having a mask on, for being too close to each other. You know, it's just amazing to me. And they're walking the park, but they got masks on. How do you know the two people walking next to each other are boyfriend and girlfriend? Maybe they don't live together or have anything to do with each other, just friends from work or something. You going to arrest them all? And then if you could hear if I could find a video, if producer Tammy can get her hands on the video, of just the Chicago mayor. And I want to play her comments, because if this doesn't send a chill up your spine, nothing will. And for those of you on the left that will cover the left, no matter what, you'll cover for the left. Doesn't matter what they do, wrong, right. Remember something. At some point in time, you're going to say something they don't like. You're going to do something they don't like. Are you ready for it? They don't like what you're doing and the way you're doing it, they're going to throw you in jail. Los Angeles let, nine pedophiles out? Nine men that sexually assaulted young girls? I mean, I'm not joking. Seriously. And yet, they're putting people in jail for not wearing a mask. And don't give me this crud that, that's because it's so important. Because if you don't have the mask on, you know, tens of thousands of hundreds of millions of people could die. Not true. If that's the case, where is this rampant, everybody's dead kind of thing, falling over in the streets? Where is that happening? Because it ain't happening anywhere. They're not even sure that this 6-foot thing is actually working the way they planned. In California, the Orange County District Attorney's Office warned residents that 7 high-risk sex offenders have been released months early because they're trying to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. Where do these people get the virus if they're in jail? I'm just curious. Wouldn't you check them before they got in there? And then before they get released into general populace, if they have a hint of it, put them in a different jail. Again, I'm not, you know what, I don't have a PhD in anything. This does not require a college degree to figure this out. These kind of high-risk sex offenders are the most dangerous kind of criminals and the most likely to reoffend, or Orange County District Attorney told Todd Spitzer in a news release. They're doing everything that they can to avoid detection by the parole officers assigned to monitor them so they can potentially commit additional sex crimes. These are not the kind of people who should be getting a break. He is correct. You're going to give a break to sex offenders that have been back several times. They're going to go after your daughter or your young son. And yet somebody who wouldn't wear a mask deserves to go take their place in a jail cell. You guys are sick. Extremely ill. The sex offenders convicted of crimes ranging from indecent exposure to sexual battery and child molestation. Sounds like a winner to me. They were released beginning April 7th, many of them spending just days behind bars instead of 6 months. Right? They're supposed to register as a sex offender. Spitzer blasted the appointed court commissioner, Joseph Dane, for the release of the sex offenders. It is not the court's responsibility to control the jail population by releasing these dangerous criminals back into the communities. The residents of Orange County deserve to have peace of mind. Look, if they see you letting these people out, who else are you going to let out? It just never stops with these people. You know, again, I told you early on in the show, I would never allow anybody to say that people on the left had a mental disability. I'm starting to believe it's true. Now, not the general rank and file. I'm talking about some of these other boneheads. How do you do that? How do you arrest people for not wearing a mask like in San Francisco? Yet you have people running around, shooting up in the street, crapping. You want to talk about disease? The diseases that come back to San Francisco and Los Angeles, which you're now not hearing about. Why? Because we got this coronavirus thing. Right, these diseases have been gone for decades. They were eradicated forever. But what happened? They're crapping and peeing on the lawn. And now with the hot weather, the hot wave we're getting in California, you're going to see it get worse. Because what's going to happen now is that stuff turns to dust. And maybe with all of us wearing masks, it'll save us. That's why you had people, before the virus even went down, you had people wearing masks going in and out of L.A. City Hall. Why? Because these people were sleeping on the front lawn. They were crapping on the front lawn. Yes, you heard me, crapping on the front lawn. Nobody stopped them. Apparently, indecent exposure is no longer a thing. And as I said earlier, but they started turning that around this weekend. They're now starting to actually count the numbers, the real numbers, looking into how people died. You realize up until last weekend, or this weekend, almost every death was attributed to coronavirus. Almost every one of them. You're going to watch the numbers change tremendously. Mark my words. If we get some honest reporting, the numbers will change dramatically. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the conversation. I will tell you, if you've ordered a mask, I'm going to fall on my face and apologize. We were having trouble getting them from the supplier. And even though they told us they shipped them, they didn't ship them. So they'll be going out any day now. I apologize. If you want your money back, just send me a note, joe@therealside.com. I will personally refund your dollars. Again, thanks for being with us. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, one of you guys, I said it a minute ago, and I got a little poo-poo. No. I said, you have the disease, and I know it's a left troll, I realize that. But it's the diseases that you see coming across Los Angeles and actually up and down California. And it isn't because it's so beautiful and everything. You know why it is? It's because we allow humans to crap in the street. That's why. These humans are the ones, they're peeing and they're crapping in the streets here in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and other places. And the reality is that when you let that happen and it sits there and it dries out and then it flakes and then you get a little bit of a wind and the wind blows it around and you don't have a mask on or anything like that, you breathe it into your system and it comes back. But they won't say anything. They didn't make a big deal out of that. They didn't keep people out of Los Angeles. They chastised people for making the homeless feel bad because they wouldn't go to work at L.A. at the L.A. City Hall because of what was going on out front. They're sick people. Right? You're going to call somebody? I mean, we see a return of typhoid fever, typhus, tuberculosis. These are things that have been gone for decades. But I guess it's okay. Hepatitis, making a comeback. How does this happen? And what happens when the left won't admit that they've done something wrong? And it's nothing new. They need to clean up. The other one coming back, Valley Fever. Right? I mean, seriously, these things have been gone for decades. And everything that they're allowing the homeless to do down there is what's bringing it back. They'll never admit to it, mind you. Seriously, never. And until they, you know, what is it, when somebody has some kind of dependence, whether it's alcohol dependence or drug dependence, you can't fix it until you decide that you've got a problem. Till you're willing to admit that you have a problem. Once we get to that, we're good. You can start working on it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. The other thing I love is the fact that they have Trump's approval rating is on the rise. And it's making the left nuts. And the minute we started reading about his approval rating on the rise, we actually started reading about how there might be a second spread of the virus. Come on, let that sink in for a second. You keep saying that Trump is a good guy. There might be a second wave of the virus. Come on, people. Even if you don't believe that there's a deep state or a sinister force at work here, don't you find any of this that's supposed to be a coincidence, not much of a coincidence? Right? I mean, I was listening to Chuck Schumer talking a little while ago. You know, we've come together in the past to help push through this legislation that will help every American family. We have to make sure they keep getting money. Sure you do. I know personally, people close to me. Now I know stories of people that are in California. I think if you make like anywhere from 60 to 80 grand a year, you would get from unemployment. It's no money. I get it. But you'd get between $150 and $175, $180 a week, which is nothing. I get that. Just bear with me here. The feds step in, and they say, no matter what you make, you're going to get an extra $600 a week. So now you get your six. Let's say you're the bottom end of the state help, $650. Right? I mean, $150. So that's now, what do you get? $650 a week. Don't take this the wrong way, but just for conversation's sake. You're a waitress that was making $400 a week. Now you're going to make $750 a week. You got 26 weeks of this. Why work? You, me, and others are going to take care of you. We're going to pay it. And look, I'm probably going to shock some of my friends. I don't fault you for taking it. They're giving it to somebody. Somebody's going to get it. Why is it that we're always standing on the fringes looking in and going, I can't believe they're doing that. Well, they're doing it and they're going to do it and we're not going to stop them. So you might as well take some of that money yourself and use it for good things. Right? I mean, ain't that hard to figure out? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of the universities are figuring it out. Well, I hope they are. They appear to be. We're seeing more and more take a really hard look at these Confucius Institutes. University of California, Davis, announced Tuesday that they're going to close their Confucius Institute on campus. Now, I'm hoping, believing and hoping, that somebody in the government said, look, you want to keep getting government funding? Shiny stuff? Out. Gone. Finished. The Institute was opened in 2013 and set to close effectively August 15th. The closure comes as the U.S. officials debate the proper course of action in holding China accountable. I would check out every one of the people that worked there, especially the ones that were paid by the Chinese government or subsidized by the Chinese government. Because now we're finding out more and more how they do this, how they infiltrate, how they make it happen. Right? China, we're going to try to hold China accountable. That would be good. After they say that the communist regime withheld vital information regarding the coronavirus that could have saved thousands. I believe that. I believe they're not stupid people. The government's not stupid. The scientists there aren't stupid. And why is it that some of the scientists disappeared after they tried to make it public? Come on. Think about it. You think it's a coincidence? I don't know how many there were. There were a dozen easy that disappeared. According to University Chancellor Gary May, wrote a letter on April 28th to the Hanban Division of China's Ministry of Education that they were killing these programs but leaving the possibility open for later. The time has come for us to consider new pathways by building on cultural exchange programs like those our Confucius Institute has fostered, he wrote. The Hanban Division of China Ministry of Education announced at the annual meeting of the Confucius Institutes in December that there would be a renewed focus on language instruction. Yeah, just so they could stay, right? No. They got to go. There has to be a total reset of this relationship. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Going to play Bill Maher's speech where you'll see we're on the same page. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is ending the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president speaking at the White House saying China has not been transparent about the origins of the coronavirus.
Chinese officials ignored their reporting obligations to the World Health Organization and pressured the World Health Organization to mislead the world when the virus was first discovered by Chinese authorities.
The Minnesota cops seen kneeling on the neck of an unarmed black man who later died is being charged with third-degree murder. The mayor and governor of Minnesota also urging people to stop rioting and looting as over 170 stores have been damaged. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And there's a woman who knows about fog in more ways than one. Jumping to your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you, listen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, Bill Maher did a five-minute rant over the weekend, so I'm giving him credit for this, but he did a five-minute rant about how we've lost our minds, how easy it was for us to be heard. Now, he's on the left. He wants to ruin Trump. But I got to agree with him in this 100%. I don't know how we gave in so easily and so fast. Take a listen.
New rule, the next time we have a worldwide pandemic, we have to come up with a better solution than everyone becomes Howie Mandel. You know Howie, I know Howie. Who doesn't love Howie? The world's most famous germaphobe who was social distancing before it was cool. Well, now, of course, everybody's making the joke that Howie Mandel had it right all along. No, Howie would be the first to tell you he has a disease, OCD, that your life. He can't touch a doorknob or wear shoes with laces because they might touch the ground. When he excuses himself to go to the bathroom, it's to clean it. No wonder he says, it was always a curse. That behavior didn't allow me to date or go out with anybody when I was young or really even have friends. He also said, I'm always on the verge of death in my head. I worry that the past 2 months of quarantine have given people the idea that the way for humans to win our million-year war with microbes is to avoid them completely. And I'm here to tell you, you can't. The key to beating COVID isn't dining through glass or never going to a concert or a ball game again. It's your immune system. You hear people say COVID-19 is a new virus, so the immune system doesn't know how to handle it. Of course it does. That's why the vast majority of people who've had it either recovered or didn't even know they had it. What do you think did that? The human immune system. Now, there are people with immune systems that can't do the job. And we should make it a priority to protect those people. But compulsively washing, being scared of your own hands, that can't become the new normal. In his later years, when he was peeing into jars and wearing Kleenex boxes for shoes, we pitied Howard Hughes because it was pitiful. In the 70s, they made a TV movie with John Travolta about a sick kid called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble. And let me tell you, if they start selling these things on Amazon, we're in trouble.
I can't imagine it wouldn't, though. We have been so feared. I mean, what is it, Purell? It's been around forever. Some of you love it. I know. Some of you are going to be mad at me for saying this. But how does your body learn how to deal with anything if it never deals with anything? You did the same thing to your kids in life. You hovered over them so much. You protected them so much. You didn't allow them to fall and skin their knees so often that when they fall and feel any pain whatsoever, it's a massive problem. It's the end of the world. It's not cool. And it's not right. Bill's got a point. And again, I don't agree with him that often. I am 100% on board with him today.
I see there's a hot new item for sale online. Disinfecting shoe mats. Because COVID can get on your feet. Yes, it can get everywhere. Microbes are ubiquitous. You can keep discovering new places to scare people into buying protection for, but we're solving the problem from the wrong end.
But I have to say to Bill, this is your tribe doing this. This is your people causing this fear. This is your people trying to take down a president and blaming it all on him and hoping that it goes longer and further and ruins the economy. Think about something. If they can ruin the economy and scare the American people, they can keep a Democrat in control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency for decades to come. It's exactly what they want, Bill.
This is a health problem. We can't sanitize the universe. Governors should declare keeping our bodies in good health an essential job. Because that's the only way we are going to win this. We've all read the articles. Your sink has 500,000 bacteria per square inch. Your toothbrush has feces on it. E. coli has been found in makeup, carpets, bedding, the remote, cutting boards. The average pillow has 350,000 bacteria colonies. Your phone has 10 times the bacteria of your toilet, which your dog drinks out of and then licks you. I could see right over there, right now, one of my dogs lying on the driveway like a dead fly. The driveway where cars with God knows what on their tires pull in, and then that idiot rolls in it. And the other one, I don't know where he is, which means he's into something worse. Sometimes I see a dead mouse in the driveway. I don't have a cat. Something here killed it. I'm not pointing fingers, but there's only the three of us. My point is, God knows what is all over your pets and in their mouth, and then you invite them on the bed and they try to French kiss you and sometimes succeed. And some people don't even fight it. But what's the point of a pet if you're not going to pet it? It's in the name. And what's the point of life if you can't live it? Have you ever had sex in a hotel? Did you wash your hands first? Well, the last couple didn't either. And yet you're still alive because your immune system said, we got this. So this weekend, do something nice for your immune system. Go outside that mysterious land beyond your curtains where the Grubhub drivers live and get some fresh air and vitamin D and break a sweat doing something besides eating hot chicken. Because at the end of the day, you can't keep all the pathogens out. New rule, the next time.
He's right. I mean, I have never heard something so right on the way he laid that out. And I like the way he does it, that sarcastic fashion. I'm very much on board with that. But he's right. You know, they talk about believing in science. How about letting your body fight it off? Make sure your immune system's strong. Let your body fight it off. Right? And for you to believe that this is the worst thing since God only knows what, look at the real numbers. Sit back. Shut the TV off. Do a little research. And I'm not talking about researching, you know, the Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC. I'm talking about doing some real research. Doesn't take you long. We got that interweb thing. You can find almost anything you want to on there. You look at the numbers. Ask for the raw numbers as you look through the different things that have happened. We have very little. I mean, yeah, I don't know if you heard him say it, but here's the truth. If you are waiting for a cure for this, right, one of the most contagious things out there when it was HIV, and what we were led to believe anyway, you know there's no cure for HIV, right? There's treatments for it, or so-called treatments for it. And we still let your kids go out. They let them go around. You may have teachers that have HIV. You could have coaches that have HIV. You don't know your teachers ate in kids' school HIV. The waitress behind the counter could have HIV. Am I afraid? No, I'm not afraid. Right? I mean, your immune system can and should be able to handle some of these things, but you've got to learn how to eat different. You've got to stop feeding your kids McDonald's. Stop feeding your kids Frosted Flakes for breakfast. So you give them something that will help build their immune system. And we've got it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not pitching. I am, but I'm not. If you head over to the website, we have a button there called the store. Go read the information on 90 for Life. Go read the information on the immune system builders. You don't want to use our product, use somebody else's, but do something to build. You don't build your system by taking vitamin C. I got it covered, Joe. We do. We have, you know, a gazillion milligrams of vitamin C every day. All that's going to do is give you diarrhea. It doesn't build your immune system. Build the things that God, some of you don't believe in God, so we'll say Mother Nature to make you happy. Build your system the way it was intended to be used so it can fight these things off. Done it in the past, done it for decades. Frankly, our immune systems have fought off things we don't even know about. If your immune system couldn't handle this, and they're right as to how bad contagious this is and how many people it kills, you would already have hundreds of thousands in the streets of America. Right? And again, I got, you know, we got videos pulled for spreading misinformation. But I'm not spreading misinformation. I'm actually giving the numbers from the CDC. So how am I spreading misinformation? When you get the total amount of confirmed, you know, active confirmed cases worldwide, 3.5 million. Do we know how many have beat it? Did we know how many were tested? Wouldn't that help? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. You really do. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the input that you have, or that you give us. And again, I do need you involved. I need you engaged. I need you to be part of. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time. And you know what? Head up to the website. Give me your email address. You know, if you give me your email, I send one email out a week. That's it. I don't inundate you. And even that, I forget to send at times. But I don't inundate you with emails on purpose. I don't know if you know this, but under federal law, it's illegal to give an illegal alien unemployment payments. Did you know that? I knew that. But it's not stopped Governor Newsom from using a total of $125 million for those that violate our laws. That's right. He wants illegals to have the same access that American citizens have to the windfall tax money everybody's getting their hands on. No surprise, though, because, you know, again, remember, this is a guy, he's protecting, you know, rapists, murderers, domestic violence criminals, right? Doesn't want to deport them, doesn't want the feds to know about them. Newsom actually wants them walking our streets. Now, there's been a lawsuit filed to stop him outright. Harmeet Dhillon is, I think her firm is the one that has filed that. Well, more than 3 million California citizens are, well, they're waiting state unemployment benefits. Right now, Newsom's got a statewide lockdown, so they're not working. What about the people at the State House? Are they working? All these claims have to be automated. Do you know how much fraud there's going to be? However, the Center for American Liberty lawsuit, in coordination with the Dhillon Law Group, they filed an emergency petition with the California Square Supreme Court, Square Court, Wednesday, asking the court to immediately halt Governor Newsom's appropriation of $75 million for the undocumented immigrants. As the attorney Mark Muser with the Center for American Liberty and the Dhillon Law Group explained, the feds and California both have statutes that prohibit providing unemployment. See, this is the difference. The left really doesn't believe that the law applies to them. They don't find anything in the Constitution. If they don't like it, they just don't support it. It's really that simple. But you know, you got to congratulate Harmeet and Mark for going after this. You can't stop it. You have got to go after these people. You've got to, you know, Newsom wears this badge that he's got 68 lawsuits going against our president. So I want you to think about something. He is prideful in the fact that that he's using tax money to fight the feds, who have to use tax money to fight him, because he wants to give tax money to people who don't pay taxes. Let that sink in for a second. While more than 3 million California citizens are awaiting state unemployment benefits because of Newsom's new order, he may not just seek $75 million. He may push it or extend it to $125 million. Let that sink in. Center for American Civil Liberties lawsuit, though. Right? I mean, these guys are all over this. That's what I love about it. They're not putting up with anything. They are not interested in doing this and allowing him to see until we stomp him. And not only that, once they start this ball rolling and they quote unquote stomp him, they're not going to stop him. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. What you need to do is make it cost him and cost him personally. Right? His ratings are in the toilet. You know, I mean, and again, they make fun of Trump. Most of their governors are in the same boat. So I don't know how they think they're going to stick it all on him, stick it all on Trump, and blame it all. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to blame all this blow-up on this virus on him. And they're trying to accuse him. Like, they're trying to accuse him, or Trump, of letting it linger. And that's why it's grown so much. See, if we don't help the rest of the world, if we don't get involved in the rest of the world, then it's our fault. We should step up and do it. These are the same people that get mad at us for going in and to a skirmish, or you can call it a war if you want to. It's not. A policing process to clean up some of these countries that even ask us for help, and they get all crazy. Yeah, we should be pouring our money into those places, shouldn't we? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a holler. Let me know where I'm off. I would love to know. You want some cool, lighthearted news? God, there's a lot of good stuff out there. How about the teams that performed the anthem for Florida Day? It was each night because they know how much the song means. I'm not going to play it for you because, frankly, you can play it yourself. I'll put it up later. The Florida teenager who's lifted spirits during the coronavirus shutdown by singing the Star Spangled Banner appeared on Fox and Friends on Monday to tell why she was doing it. She says, I feel like God has given me a gift, so I might as well shed a little light, send a little light towards the small corner of the world I can. What a great way to look at things, right? instead of complaining about global warming, instead of complaining about the government owing her a education, and complaining that she doesn't have a job, I don't know if she does or doesn't, instead of complaining about any one of these things, what's she talking about doing? She's talking about doing something for somebody else. Heisler has sung every night for the last 3 weeks from her family's Orlando driveway, belting out the national anthem and selected songs. One of the Fox affiliates captured the 14-year-old performing on Saturday, noting that people in the neighborhood maintain social distancing while listening. Oh, my God. That's what that street must have looked like, right? Heisler has performed the national anthem a number of times, including at the 9/11 remembrance ceremony at a local fire station and on Fox News several times. You know, I'm looking at all these stories and listening to people over the weekend, how they're pushing back. You know, why, we do this all the time, right? Was you know the old joke? A little too late to close the barn door after the horse gets out. And yeah, you can go find it and get involved again. You can do whatever you got to do. Well, when are we going to start doing this on the front end? They do it. Everything they do is measured out. They see what happens. They jump all over it. Why don't we do the same thing in a positive way? Right? I don't get it. It just it always amazes me that we want to be so nice and so proper that we sit back and wait. We wait for something to go wrong before we do anything about it. You know, I know it's not the Christian way, but I don't know if you heard this. A New York alderman, councilman, whatever, demanded basically that Samaritan's Purse leave New York City. You know, Franklin Graham's group. Now, they're not trying to convert anybody. They're not doing any of that stuff. And yet they're told they need to go. So several high-profile homosexual lawmakers are telling the doctors and nurses who work with Samaritan's Purse, a Christian Humanitarian Relief Agency, that it's time for Samaritan's Purse to leave New York City. Now, that's mostly the loudest one, is the speaker, Corey Johnson. He said, this group, led by the notorious, bigoted, hate-spewing Franklin Graham, came at a time when our city couldn't, in good conscience, turn them away. But that time has passed. Now that we've used them, abused them, taken their resources, we want them gone. No, that's my words. See, it was okay when they first got there, they needed the help. It was okay to ignore them, ignore what they stood for. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Christians, conservatives have been denied service. They don't speak out. Christian conservatives have been denied entry into places. They don't speak out. Well, that group doesn't speak out. And yet, Samaritan's Purse comes to town. They don't deny anybody help. They don't care if you're gay, lesbian, transgender, overgender, undergender, whatever you are. They don't care. They're just trying to take care of you. They didn't get paid for this. They didn't get reimbursed for this, that I know of. But yet they had to leave. Johnson's a notorious anti-Christian bigot. He said the ministry's continued presence in New York City is an affront to our values. Yeah, maybe you should go back and look at how your city was, you know, when it first came about. Who brought it about? Who were the first mayors? Who were the first governors in New York? You probably would have threw them out, too. Because they were hardcore Christians. They believed the same values that Franklin Graham believes in. Maybe you need to leave the city because it was founded by bigoted, hateful, you know, gayophobic, whatever you call it. But they weren't. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down for later. Or go get the app. That's the easiest way to do it. It's an Apple and Android app. Grab them both. I don't care. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Really. Stay safe.